What's worrying the middle class right now? Is there even a middle class right now? Well, that's my follow-up question. Anyway, let's find out more. Let's check in with Don Grant, Money Tracker, CFP, right here with Steve and Ted. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Jed. Yeah, we'll talk about the middle class here. Now, if you feel like your paycheck isn't stretching as far as it used to, you're not alone. Across the country, middle-class Americans feel squeezed by rising costs, shrinking savings, and growing uncertainty about the future. Middle class refers to households earning between $50,000 and $150,000 a year. They are the working, full-time, paying their bills, and maybe saving a little, but that group does not feel wealthy or financially secure right now. A recent national survey by the True Cost of Living Coalition found that 65% of middle-income Americans say that they are struggling financially. That's a striking number for a group long seen as the backbone of the economy. In Primerica's Financial Security Monitor, 62% of respondents reported being stressed about their finances, and nearly half expect next year to be worse. Inflation is the big concern. 78% told Investopedia that they're worried about rising prices, and many are cutting back on spending or working extra hours just to cover groceries and gas. Housing and health care costs were close behind. The average mortgage payment is up sharply from 2 years ago, and medical bills continue to pile up as families already stretch thin. According to The Guardian, 83% of Americans say they're worried about grocery prices, and 64% say they couldn't afford an unexpected medical expense. Middle-class Americans are working hard, but still falling behind. Well, what can we do? Know where your money goes. Track expenses and stick to essentials. Continue to build savings and build your emergency fund if you can. Avoid lifestyle creep. That's when, if wages go up, you just spend more. And finally, stay invested to grow your money and stay up with inflation. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Yeah, that middle class used to really fuel the economy, and those folks are worried right now.
They certainly are. They certainly are, and all the surveys are showing it, unfortunately. But, you know, these things can be cyclical, and just got to keep a positive outlook and hope that things get straightened out and some of the uncertainty in the markets is set so that we understand, so that companies and people can invest knowing what things are going to cost and, you know, where their money's coming from.
Yeah. And if things, of course, if people that are worried about some of these things, you say it's cyclical, but then a lot of people say, well, I guess this is the new norm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't give up.
Okay.
Keep at it. Keep at it. So
how are things with you here on this Wednesday?
Well, I'll give you a knee replacement to recovery update. It seems like I'm over a bit of a hump. I mean, I'm walking a bit more normal, although I still have some swelling and some pain, but getting a little bit more range of motion. I'm just getting ready to go to PT here in a few minutes. And looking forward to to getting stretched, and I mean it's painful, but you realize that you gotta get ahead at the very beginning. The main thing is to work on the range of motion to begin with, according to my doc and to the PT specialist. Get as much of a bend in there as I can.
Yep.
Now and then worry about the strengthening later, but just let the healing continue to take place. But I'm feeling more and more confident. The pain has subsided quite a bit, and I'm looking forward to being able to get out there and just be a spry young chicken again, you know, on a tennis court and everywhere else.
Yeah, this is the week I should have challenged you to a tennis match. I might have a chance. Once you get that knee going again, I'm finished.
Well, I don't know. I think you have a good chance whether my knee is working right or not.
All right. Well, good luck with everything, and we'll check in with you tomorrow morning. Thank you, Don.
All right. Look forward to it. Thank you.
There he goes. That is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Residents in San Francisco are demanding justice for a cat who won the hearts of many in the city's Mission District.
A San Francisco sidewalk shrine is mourning a beloved bodega cat nicknamed the Mayor of 16th Street. 9-year-old Kit Kat lost all 9 lives, struck by a Waymo in San Francisco's Mission District, found dying in the street, blood on his mouth and a broken leg, near where a Waymo autonomous vehicle swerved. A call to 311 blamed the Waymo for hitting the liquor store's cat that was sitting in the sidewalk next to the transit lane. Waymo claims the cat darted out while the robo-vehicle was pulling away from a pickup with condolences and an animal rights donation. But now a city supervisor proposes ride-hail reforms, letting voters decide whether counties can ban AVs. Seen at Kit Kat's shrine, a card reading, "Kill a Waymo, save a cat." Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Now open, a $1 billion museum displaying some of the world's greatest ancient treasures.
The brand new Grand Egyptian Museum lives up to its name. Statues, jewelry, gilded chariots, and most iconically of all, Tutankhamun's gold death mask. The boy pharaoh was revered as a deity during his short reign. On day one, the museum's visitors were almost as worshipful.
The most thing attracted me, it was Tutankhamun's tomb. It was amazing, especially the mask.
I'm here to see ancient artifacts. I want to see Tutankhamun, so I want to see everything.
The Grand Egyptian Museum, near the pyramids at the edge of Cairo, expects to receive 7 million visitors a year. 50,000 artifacts await them. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and now let's check in and get the Storm Team 12 weather forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, breezy, and a bit cooler today, though our high of 67 is well above the normal. It's not quite the 74 we had on Tuesday. Northeast winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Clear and cool tonight, 42 is the low. Sunshine and 70 on Thursday, near 70 on Friday. It will turn much colder this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, it is mostly clear as the sunrise is underway. We have a breeze out of the north. It is 50 degrees here on this Wednesday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A strange swirling light was spotted over New York City and Long Island, and it created some panic.
Lots of folks took photos and videotaped the phenomenon and posted it to social media. There is an explanation. What folks saw was, believe it or not, the remnants of a rocket that carried a weather monitoring satellite launched from French Guiana, some 3,000 miles away. It was in the second stage of its burnout when it provided the sky spectacle. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.